time that that in this world there's a different type of judgment in the court. There's a different exactitude or precision of judgment or carefulness of judgment if a person passes a red light or if a person is suspect of having brought down the Twin Towers. There's a big difference, right? You don't have such a big jury, you don't have such fancy lawyers. But as far as the kingdom of heaven is concerned, as far as the judgment from heaven is concerned, the judgment on the most minor infraction is not, God forbid, it's not punished as strong as much as a serious infraction, but the quality of the judgment, the exactness and the precision of judgment is no difference. It's a perfect precision of judgment. And that, he says, that's very, once you take that to heart. And that's what King Solomon says. Ki es kol maiser halakim yovi b'mishpat. Ki kasher ein hakadosh baruch hu meniach meneshar kol maiser teif katan kamoishu hu, ken yaniach meneshar lechiz kol maiser katan kamoishu hu. Just hakadosh baruch hu does not fail to reward the smallest positive action that a person does. Since a person does something, he doesn't even, big deal, you know, I help an old lady cross the street, it was no effort for me, I was crossing anyway, you know, and I had time on my hands. I don't see it as a big thing. Or I give a person a glass of water. Or I go by the street as a poor man, I give him a quarter for a coffee. Big deal. But that's not true. Any act, no matter how small and how insignificant, is rewarded. Every act is rewarded. The same way an act, which is a negative act, is punished, no matter how small the act is also. I was once moved to this realization. Once I get a letter in the mail from Easy Pass. Okay, every month I get a bill from Easy Pass. I open the letter and it says like this: on Monday morning, 12:26 a.m. I might have said the seconds off, 34 seconds, I don't remember. You passed the Easy Pass toll on the Garden State Parkway, toll booth number 36 at the Raritan Tolls. I don't even remember the exact fact that I'm making up, but this is the gist of the letter. And you were driving 41 miles per hour instead of 15 miles per hour. And we are warning you that if this happens again, you're going to lose your Easy Pass. I got such a shock in my heart. Phew. I got real scared, you know what I mean? Because they got me. In other words, I thought I'm going through the Easy Pass, big deal, you know? But no, there's a camera there, and the camera recorded exactly what time was, and thus, and my speed, and that's recorded. I can't fight, but then they got a picture of it. My wife was once going at Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn. We got a letter in the mail. They have a camera. Be careful, by the way, Ocean Parkway and Church Avenue in Brooklyn. Somewhere. I always look for the camera. I don't know where they have the camera. But there's a camera there, and if you go through that, it's a red light, the people have a big cheshik to go through that light. I don't know why. But when you pass that red light, but it's red and you drive through, there's a camera watching you, and they send you a letter in the mail, you get a ticket in the mail. You pass the red light, okay? Big deal, red light. But hey, we got the camera going, we watch you, okay? So a person has to realize that there's a camera at all times watching what he does, both good things and both not such good things. And he's got to give an accounting for the pictures that are recorded of his lifetime. That's really what one of the inyanim is when a person passes away, Rahman al-Islam, they sit shiva. What do they sit shiva? One of the things of sitting shiva is you commiserate with the dead person who now is standing in front of the court of judgment. I know there was a person, I know who it is, once had a chavrus. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. Very smart guy. And he had a chavrus, he learned with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav used to learn with him. One week he came late to the Seder. He came late to the chavrus. So the Brisker Rav asked him, "Wasn't he given? What happened to you?" So he said, "Ich bin given by a levaya. I was by a funeral." So he said, "Wer ist gestorben? Who died?" So he said, "The milchiger, the man who delivers the milk. The man who used to deliver the milk to the houses. Not, you know, they used to have a big can of milk and they used to. A little woman said, "I need a pint of milk." And we think, "Oh, give a measure of a pint." The milk is gestorben. So the Brisker Rav looks at him, "Was? You're talking about a funeral as if it would be a matter of fact thing. I don't want to learn with you for another week or two. In other words, he said to him like this, Rabbi Shor knows the exact notes of Rabbi Shor told me this. By Yon Tomega land, they taught us that there's a Gan Eden and there's a Gehenna. There's a place where you're rewarded for your mitzvahs and a place where you're punished for your avarice. And when a person dies, he stands in judgment. So when you hear a person died, you should have a pachat. Look what the person is standing for judgment. Not only that he's standing in judgment today, but one day I'm going to stand in judgment like him. And that pachat, that awe, that fear should grab you, and you shouldn't speak about the person dying as if you're speaking about that the Yankees lost to the Red Sox. Big deal, okay? You should speak about it with awe, and you should speak about it with fear, okay? Because the Brisker Rebbe had Yirah Shamayim, and he saw, and whenever he heard of a person, wow, the Yankees gestorben. Wow. But that's the reason that we take so, you know, it's an interesting thing in the world at large. Do you have any Canadians here? I was at a wedding, at a funeral in Canada. We were going to the cemetery. There's a whole ceremony. All the cars stop. The cops are waving down the cars for the funeral. There's a whole big deal. You're from
no, home? I was in a funeral procession in Phoenix.
That's what they do? A whole big deal. There's a certain covet that they give to a dead person. Right, the whole world, okay? Part of the reason, probably it's an ingrained in the psyche of people to do that is because it's such a serious thing, death. It's not a popular thing, this business of death. Okay? Why? Because there's a very, very serious judgment at that time. Okay. Ella Klolohu. You have to stop here. It's my fault.
What is he teaching?